Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are on location again, and we are making our way through Luther's life, his thought, and his legacy. And here we are in the town of Erfurt. We are right behind the Augustinian cloister, and in front of us is the Augustinian church. We are in a very fitting place for this. We are in Church Alley. When we last left Luther, he was in Eisleben. He was just born, and the family moved to Mansfeld. From there, Luther went to Magdeburg for his schooling. Then he went to the town of Eisenach. Eisenach, of course, is famous. This is the birthplace of Johann Sebastian Bach. It's going to factor later in Luther's life. The Wartburg Castle overlooks the town of Eisenach. And there in Eisenach, young Luther established himself as a good student. He had to sing for his supper, so to speak. And so he'd be on the corner saying, Panem propter Deum, a bread for God's sake, as a young student, wanting people to help him so that he could eat. But he established himself as a scholar there, and he made his way here to Erfurt. Erfurt was quite the university town. The university was established in 1392. And it was a town of a lot of churches. There were 20,000 people within the town walls of Erfurt when Luther was here in the early 1500s. So it was a town full of churches, and it was a town that had this monastery. Five things about Luther at Erfurt. The first is that he was a student and studied law. He was here, got his bachelor's degree in 1502. And then he received his master's degree in 1505. That summer of June, he decided to make a visit back to his family home in Mansfeld. And as you can see, this is a busy alley. So he's making his way back to Mansfeld, and then he makes his way back here to Erfurt. And on July 2nd, 1505, he was caught in a thunderstorm. Luther again thought that God was out to get him, to take his very soul. And so Luther, in that thunderstorm, makes his cry, "Help me, Saint Anne." This is the family patron saint. She's the patron saint of minors. "Help me, Saint Anne, and I will become a monk." Historian Roland Baton says God kept his vow and Luther kept his. And when Luther got here to Erfurt, he turned over his law books to his friends, threw a party, and 2 weeks later enters this monastery. So we have his law degree as the first thing. The thunderstorm is the second thing. The third thing to know about Luther here at Erfurt is what Luther will call monkery. He was a very devout monk. He thought through his monkery, he could somehow attain righteousness. He could somehow please God. In fact, later in his life, Luther, reflecting on his time within these very walls, is going to say, "If ever a monk got to heaven by monkery, I was the monk." And so Luther poured himself into pleading his case before God. Well, the fourth thing we need to know about Erfurt is that it was from here in Erfurt that Luther was sent to make a pilgrimage to Rome. Johann von Staupitz, and this is a great title, he was the vicar general of Augustinians in this region. And Luther's case made it all the way to Staupitz for his advice on how to handle this overzealous monk. And so Staupitz says, "Let's send him to Rome. That will be great for his soul." Of course, Luther gets there, and he's utterly disillusioned in what he sees. When he utters the famous words there, "Who knows if this is true?" Luther was looking to his church for salvation, and instead he was finding disillusionment. Well, the fifth thing, and maybe the most important thing about here at Erfurt and also his early studies at Wittenberg, was that Luther was exposed to the Bible. In fact, it was in this courtyard, in the library in here, that for the first time, Luther would have held a complete Bible in his hands. And it was here that Luther was lecturing on the Bible for the first time. He was lecturing on Psalms, on the New Testament books of Romans and Galatians and Hebrews. Well, you don't have to spend much time in those books to recognize that the salvation that Luther was seeking for was talked about and could be found within those books. And that's Martin Luther at Erfurt. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish up this week, here's a quote from John Owen. "Sin, by its deceit, seeks especially to draw the mind away from those duties that can do it most harm. But on the other hand, every duty performed in the strength and grace of the Spirit works directly against the law of sin."